Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trip Tower, overlooking beautiful Michigan Avenue. We are here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich at 5 with the opening bell, and at 6, the great Steve Cochran. We'll be along. Our phone number is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And so we're going to get into this topic here that I thought would be kind of fun. What were you late to the party to? The reason I'm bringing this up is because this past weekend, I spent a lot of time watching Penny Dreadful, which is this show on Showtime. Season 3 premiered last night, and it's been on. This will be, you know, obviously Season 3, so it's been on for 2 years already. And I had never watched it. I didn't watch it. And then my ex-wife, Heather, began texting me when she started watching the show, which was about a year ago. And she's like, you got to see this show, Penny Dreadful. And so for like a year, she has been texting me and more incessantly as the time has gone by. And finally, I said, okay, I'll watch it. And I've watched it, and it's great. And it's really, really great. And it's something that I definitely should have been watching from the get-go. And if you are not watching Penny Dreadful and you're a horror fan in particular, you don't know what you're missing. It's phenomenal, and I was an idiot for missing it for 2 years. So I'd like to thank my ex-wife publicly for that. And so that was, I was late to the party on that. So that's what I wanted to get into. 312-981-7200. Now, I have kind of a notorious track record for that, though. Dan, we've talked about this before.
Yes, we have.
Like Face Off, I'll mention Face Off, the great reality show about the terrific special effects makeup artists. I didn't get into that show until season 5, and now I don't miss an episode. I did not watch Seinfeld until after it got canceled. I didn't start watching Seinfeld till like 99 or 2000, probably, right around 2000. And now I know every line from every single episode of Seinfeld. But when it was on in the 90s, I never watched it. Never. I was also very late to the game on the Lord of the Rings books, because I was one of those guys in high school that would make fun of the people who read the Lord of the Rings books. I would call them dorks and such. I had read The Hobbit when I was like in eighth grade, and I thought it was all right. It was fine. It was, you know, fine. But I used to mock the people, you know, that would read the Lord of the Rings books and were into the whole Dungeons and Dragons thing. Meanwhile, when you talk about a hypocrite that I was Captain Fangoria in those days. So, like, I was a horror geek who would make fun of the sci-fi fantasy geeks. And yet, we're both the same. It was the Starlog crowd versus the Fangoria crowd. And I was in the Fangoria crowd. And anybody who was in the Starlog crowd was a dork. But if you were in the Fangoria crowd, you know, knowing every line from every Dario Argento movie, and you can tell, you know, you can tell everybody every line that Bruce Campbell has ever had in a movie. But that was cool. Whereas, like, if you know the episodes of Star Trek, you're a dork. Or if you like swords and sorcery. But so basically, Lord of the Rings came about because I went to see the movie. I saw Fellowship. I'd never read the book. Again, I would mock people. And then I saw the movie. And I saw Fellowship of the Ring. And it blew my mind. And I went directly, this is not a joke, I went directly to Simon's, a bar in Andersonville, after the screening, after I saw the movie, went directly to Simon's because one of my friends who used to bartend there, name is Jim, was a huge fan of the Tolkien books, loved them, you know, and I used to make fun of them. Then I saw the movie, and I jumped in a cab, I went directly to Simon's, not like I wouldn't go anyway back then. But I went directly to Simon's, walked right up to Jim. I said, you need to go and get the Tolkien books for me now. Right now. And then that night, he got them for me. I got all three of the books. He had the special deluxe crazy editions where there was a fold-out map of Middle Earth. And you could follow the Hobbit's adventure on the map. And I did that. I read all three books in a week. Followed along on the map. Was like, man, I've been a jerk for like 30 years when it comes to the world of the Hobbits and Middle Earth. So those are the ones that the big ones. I guess the really big one's got to be Seinfeld, right? Because I was not a part of that phenomenon in the 90s at all. But now, please. So 312-981-7200. We got some texts. Steve in Plainfield says, I took the last 17 weeks at four shows a week to complete Breaking Bad. It all wrapped up last Wednesday. I still haven't finished Breaking Bad. Kathy says, I discovered Supernatural in season 8. It was a major binge watch to catch up. I also found the in-death books late and have to read over 30 to catch up. Jeez. What are the in-death books? I don't even know what that is. Does anybody know what that is? No?
No clue.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. 773 area code says, I was late to the party on pro wrestling. I got into it in 1998 at 14, but I wish I had 10 years earlier. You were 10 years earlier. Although I think I started watching pro wrestling at a very young age. I know I was single digits when I started watching wrestling. So, all right, anybody else? Dan, you got anything that you were late?
I am going to go. Well, first off, real quick, the in-depth series of novels were written by Nora Roberts under the pseudonym J.D. Robb, featuring the New York City Police and Security Department. They were set in the mid-21st century.
Oh, so, okay.
And they're now up to 52 books.
52? How have these not been made into a movie or a series? That's amazing.
Yeah.
Because you would think any of these successful book series, they now either become movies or TV shows.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now, what are you missing? Did you miss out on?
Mine is a food. I was late to the party on Meatloaf. Not the band, not the singer.
Yeah.
The food itself. You know, my mom is a wonderful cook, but that was not in her rotation. I had Meatloaf once, maybe between the ages of 1 and 15.
Wow.
So I never, like, when I got older and it was an option to be ordered or have, I didn't pick it because I was just like,
yeah,
I don't know it. There are other things I prefer. And now I've been able to eat more Meatloaf and enjoy it thoroughly. And now it's one of those things where, like, whenever I see it at, you know, a Mariano's or an Ada's or something, and it's pre-made and we're just grabbing dinner that night, it's always my first choice.
Yeah. Oh, man, I can't imagine not knowing what Meatloaf was or not enjoying Meatloaf. My mom makes amazing Meatloaf.
You know what you missed out on, too? Which I just looked it up, and it's permanently closed. In Lakeview, Lincoln Park area, there was a place called the Meatloaf Bakery.
Oh, sounds delightful.
But it's closed now, sorry.
What is nothing but meatloaf?
Yeah, they do. I've seen them before. They look like cupcakes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then on top it would be like mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
It's the frosting.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that. Oh, that's good. Yeah, meatloaf. Now, hold on. There are two different kinds of meatloaf now. Now, what do you prefer? Because there's the tomato-based meatloaf, which has sort of the ketchup glaze on top. Then there's the more savory meatloaf that has the brown gravy. So that's the two different types of meatloaf. Which one do you like more?
Savory.
The savory one with the gravy, with the brown gravy. Okay. Esmeralda, what about you?
Both.
Both? I like them both, too.
The kind with the bacon?
Yeah.
People wrap it in bacon. That's pretty good.
All right, what about you, Vic?
I would go with I've never tried the gravy one, but
what?
I love meatloaf with ketchup
on
top.
Oh, no, you got to have the glaze and ketchup on top. No, seriously, you've never tried the savory meatloaf with just the brown gravy?
No.
Oh, man.
Mm-mm. That's like in Chicago eating a hot dog with ketchup
me. Well, no.
You eat it with mustard. To me, meatloaf, you eat it with ketchup. You don't put gravy on that.
Wow. Okay.
Just...
I don't agree with that.
Agree
because,
to disagree.
Because I do agree with... I agree with the fact that, yes, you should not put ketchup on a hot dog.
Right. I know you're down with that.
And I've often said that if you're over the age of 6 and you put ketchup on a hot dog, you should immediately go to jail.
Right.
So, all right, 312-981-7200. What have you been late to the party with? We'll get from Esmeralda and Vic and you guys, 312-981-7200. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm going to be overnight dude here. And here till 5 a.m., Steve Grzanich at 5 with the opening bell, and Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive show. My dad will be calling in because it's Monday, and it's time for a jokey, jokey, jokey time. So he'll be telling a joke. We are talking about things that you were late to the party on. I didn't start watching Seinfeld till after it got canceled, and then I became obsessed with it, and still I am. The Lord of the Rings books were something I mocked until the first movie came out in 2001, then I finally read them. And I was late to the party on that. And currently I am binge watching Penny Dreadful, this fantastic show on Showtime. And it took my ex-wife to encourage me incessantly via text to watch it, and she was right. It's great, and I missed out for a while on it. And Dan missed out on Meatloaf until recently. And anybody else? Let's see. Vic, was there anything that you were late to the party on?
I was about 20 years late to Pulp Fiction.
What?
I was the only person in the world that had not seen Pulp Fiction, apparently. That's due to recent studies.
Wow. Those are recent studies.
That's been confirmed. I was the last person to watch that. I watched it. Blew my mind.
Yeah.
And then Lost. I watched that, like, I want to say close, now, at least 8 years after it came out. And that was a huge thing, you know, everybody talking about it. I never watched it until after it came out, and then I binge-watched it.
Yeah. Yeah. Lost was one of those things that, well, Dan's the expert here on Lost. And Dan, you watched it right from the get-go. I mean, that was appointment TV for you, right?
My friend, three episodes in, is like, I'm going to invite you over on Wednesday night, and you're going to sit on my couch, and you're going to watch this TV show.
Yeah. I loved the, I mean, I thought the pilot was one of the coolest things I'd ever seen on commercial television. I really did. But yeah, some people, and you know what? Now with this, the way that people consume television, you can be late to a show and then you can catch up. Like I just did. I spent the entire weekend watching Penny Dreadful. You know, that's two seasons worth of TV, and I'm almost all caught up. So I can start watching the third season regularly. All right. Let's see. Esmeralda, did you have any?
I think I was about 15 years too late to Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Ah, yes.
I had seen, I was like, when it was on, I'd seen stuff, but I never got into it. And then a friend of mine invited me to go see some improv group do the musical episode live. And she was like, you have to watch this episode and watch the first one just so you have context. And I watched it. I was like, and then I watched five more episodes.
Yeah, of course.
And then I watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I got real into it.
I had those people on, the company that did the musical, that did the that, what was the title of that one?
The musical episode was
Silence or something.
Once more with feeling.
There
Once
you
more
go.
With feeling. Okay, what was the one where they didn't talk?
Yeah, there was an episode that was completely.
Yeah,
there was dialogue in the first 5 minutes and the last two.
And then
that was it.
Yeah. Okay. That's a show I never got into, and I've mentioned this before, man. And every one of my friends tried. They would, you know, they would give me DVDs and go, you got to watch this. You got to watch this. And I never got into it, which is so weird because I love horror. I love vampires. I love powerful hot chicks that kick ass. So I should.
That's a recipe for Nick DiGiulio watching.
I know. And I've tried, like, and I like, and subsequently I've liked Joss Whedon a lot. Like, I really like a lot of his stuff, you know, including The Avengers and Cabin in the Woods is one of my favorite movies, like, the past 10 years.
See, I've never thought too much of him.
Yeah.
Did he do, Did he do that Dr. Horrible thing?
Yes.
See, I wasn't into that.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty funny. I didn't get into that. I was late to that one, too. And that's Neil Patrick Harris. I thought that was very funny.
Yeah. I'm also late to Pitchfork, you know, the Pitchfork Music Festival.
Yeah.
I usually find the bands like a year or two after,
mm-hmm.
and I go, oh, these would be great. Oh, they already played
They
there.
Played Pitchfork already,
Like, everyone's like, yeah, no, we already know about them.
We knew about them when, yeah. here's Kathy on WGN. Hey, Kathy.
Oh, hi, Nick. Great hi. Show.
Thank
hey,
you.
Yeah. I'm late to the work of an actor named Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah, he rules.
And he's everywhere right now, but I didn't actually know who he was until that last week of March when he was on the Stephen Colbert Late Show.
Yeah. He's incredibly talented and very, very entertaining and can do killer impressions. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I didn't know who he was until he played Loki. That's the first time I ever was he in any Dan was he anything before Loki?
I don't remember anything off the top of my head.
Yeah,
I think maybe things in England or television in England or British.
Yeah,
stage work.
Yeah, he's great though, man. He really is. He's great. Kathy, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye.
See ya. You guys ever watch Graham Norton?
Yes,
I love Graham Norton.
It's
love him.
So good.
I love his show. He's fantastic. I love the fact that all the guests come out at the same time and they all just kind of sit on the couch. I love that interaction. That's one of the things I like about James Corden. I like the fact that James Corden brings out the guests all at the same time.
And he's also able to get so much out of them.
Oh, yeah.
Just silliness and, well, and one to of play the, games.
One of the best that you can go back and check out is Tom Hiddleston. Tom Hiddleston on Graham Norton's show with De Niro. And I don't know. I can't remember what De Niro was there to promote. Oh, it was the family, because it was, I think it was Michelle Pfeiffer was sitting next to him, and it was that, and then and Hiddleston was up there, and Hiddleston reenacted the scene from Heat with Pacino and De Niro right on the same couch with De Niro. It's hysterical. It's unbelievably funny. And by the way, his De Niro and his Pacino are phenomenal. And evidently, he's memorized Heat. Oh, I also want to mention in Keanu. Let me just mention in Keanu, which, by the way, don't listen to Colin and Eric. The movie rules from start to finish. Jordan Peele's character is like sort of, he gets dumped and he can't figure out why, even though like he's sitting in his apartment and there's three bongs on the table and he's got posters of Cloud Atlas and Heat on his wall. He's got a Cloud Atlas poster on his wall. Anyway, but I love the fact, like, right behind him while he's blowing weed, there's a big poster of Heat, and he wonders why his girlfriend left him. All right, we got a break. All right, we got the news coming up, and then we'll talk more about things you relate to the party to. All right, it's Nick DiGilio on WGN. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. And here till 5 o'clock, Steve Grzanich will join you for the opening bell at 5, and Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Our phone number is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 for talk and text. We're talking about being late to the party on certain things. I just started watching Penny Dreadful, which is a show that I should have been watching from the get-go. I didn't watch Seinfeld when it was on. When it was on regularly, I didn't start watching until around 2000 after it had gotten canceled. There's so many others. We've got some texts here that are coming in. 312-981-7200. 708 area code said, I didn't start watching Friends until after that was completely over. You know, it's easy, and it's another one of those things where that show is on, like Seinfeld, 53 times a day.
Right.
You know, especially on TBS. It's on all the time, so you can catch up on it. 630 Breaking Bad says, I didn't start watching it until the last season started. Jay in Ohio says, Nick, I too was late to Seinfeld. Yeah, I'm not really sure. You know what? I think one of the reasons why I didn't end up watching Seinfeld at that time, I was doing a lot of plays in the 90s, mm-hmm. and we would run the plays Thursday through Friday, or Thursday through Sunday.
Oh.
And I would miss...
During the all-important
must-see TV.
TV.
Yeah, yeah, I was not an ER guy, not a Friends guy, and I mean, you know, still not a Friends guy. Cheers early on, but like Cheers was done in 93, so yeah, I still watched. I watched Cheers all the way through.
See, I was with all of those because I was a kid.
Yeah.
Where am I going to go?
Right.
I got nowhere to be.
That's right. That's probably what, you know, like for me, you know, in the 70s, you mm-hmm. know, it was like Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley.
Right.
You know, and Mork and Mindy. Like those were the Three's Company on Tuesdays on ABC. Because I think it was Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley were back to back. And then I think it was Three's Company. And I can't remember what would have been on at 8:30. I think.
Yeah, because if I could have gone somewhere, are you kidding me? I'd have been like, see you later.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's why I watched a lot of crap TV in the 70s. In the 80s, I didn't see anything. Like, when everybody was watching Full House and Urkel knocking stuff over and going, did I do that? That was a good Urkel, wasn't it?
It was very good.
Yeah.
Felt like he was here.
And the dude from Die Hard. I never watched that. I was out. It was the 80s. I was in my 20s, so I was out.
Right, which, yeah, you probably would have been labeled a nerd.
Yeah.
If you had been watching
That's
that.
Right. And I still, and at that point, I was still making fun of people who read Lord of the Rings. Despite the fact that I know every line from, you know, Curse of Frankenstein with Peter Cushing. That's not dorky. That's cool. See the difference?
No.
I don't either. Mm. But I thought there was. Didn't V say that he knew the difference between the Starlog and the
He did.
Fangoria acknowledged
he it. He could see it, yeah. And I was like, all right, whatever. Nerds. All of you.
Yeah. There's no question about it. It's just that, like, horror nerds, we were, like, under the impression, my horror friends and I were like, those guys are dorks.
Right. Well, that's everything.
What are you going to do tonight? I'm going to go see Friday the 13th for the 50th time. Let's go.
That's anybody's group. You're like, we're cool.
Yeah.
No, not like them.
That's right. Yeah. I know every frame of John Carpenter's Halloween.
But you're really all just nerds.
That's right.
Aren't we all just nerds?
I think so.
In this crazy life.
And it's because... You getting all philosophical? Yep. What the?
We're all just nerds.
Charles Bradley changed you.
Charles Bradley changed you. That's right. Changed you.
Changes,
see?
Yeah.
See, there you go. Gonna warm that up for my dad in a few minutes. 6-3, I started Smallville right after it ended. It took me a month to watch 10 seasons. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. That, you know what?
That's pretty impressive, man.
That's pretty normal, I think.
10 seasons in a month?
You really? I mean, if you don't have a lot of, if you have a lot of time on your hands.
That's an hour.
And how long are the episodes?
An hour. So Smallville's a full hour.
You can knock out.
Well, 40 something minutes without the commercials.
And then weekends? Come on.
Yeah, I must say, Penny Dreadful's an hour, and I watched almost two entire seasons in 2 days.
Yeah, see.
All right.
If you get into it, you just start.
I should just shut up right now because I did that with an hour-long show over the weekend. Marchetta says, I just started watching Walking Dead last summer. Binge-watched 5 seasons in a month.
See, I watched that in the beginning, and I dropped off, and I don't even know if I want to start up again.
I dropped off. Obviously, you know I'm a fan of zombies.
Mm-hmm.
They're my favorite characters on Earth. I stopped watching The Walking Dead right after the storyline of the governor. I started.
Yeah,
that's exactly where I was like, okay, I'm done with this. I can't, you know. And nobody has ever really ever convinced me to get back.
Right.
Nobody ever goes, no, you got to come back and watch it. Everybody goes, well, I can understand why you're not watching it. I still watch it. Sometimes it's great, but. You know, but I never, nobody's ever like, in, you know, like really,
yeah,
like
no,
my ex-wife I about Penny Dreadful, like was going nuts because I wasn't watching it. And everybody was like, I gave up on The Walking Dead right after the governor subplot. They were like, all right. Uh, 708 area code, Monday is meatloaf special day at Hog Wild in Midlothian. And it's the best in the metro area, and it's the savory gravy meatloaf.
I think you need to get a bunch of meatloaf people in here for Dan.
Yeah. So you can sample different kinds of meatloafs?
Yeah, and he can get into what he's been missing all these years.
Does Eileen make meatloaf now? Do you make meatloaf?
Yeah.
That's weird that it wasn't a staple when you were a kid. That's just...
Yeah, because it was a staple in my house.
Me too.
And we were Mexicans.
Right.
And my mom was making meatloaf.
Well, Once again, the Mexican-Puerto Rico divide presents itself.
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf is it right there, yeah. No, and it's the thing about it is that it's an inexpensive meal.
Yeah.
You know, and you just, yeah, what do we got? We got a bunch of people to feed. More breadcrumbs.
Oh, so good, though.
I agree. I love it.
Nice potatoes.
A couple of more eggs and a few more breadcrumbs, and we'll fill it out. Don't worry about it. There's a very sad scene in the movie Blue Collar, which is a great movie. Richard Pryor, Harvey Keitel, Yaphet Kotto. There's a scene in the movie where Harvey Keitel, they play working class guys. They work in Detroit. They're building cars. So they work on the line, the assembly line at an auto plant. And the movie is about them struggling to make money and so on and so forth. And it's just really, really bad. And at one point, they're sitting at dinner. It's Harvey Keitel's wife and their two kids. They're sitting at dinner. And the one kid is like, I'm still hungry. You know, no. I'm still hungry, and why can't I have any more? I'm still hungry. And he and Harvey Keitel takes the box of Hamburger Helper, and he goes, look, here's what it says. Serves four, and he points to the box and shows the kid. And then the mother goes, here, have another piece of bread. It's so sad. Look, he's trying to convince the kid not to be hungry. Look, it says right here on the box, serves four. Oh, man. That movie rules, by the way. Oh, it's so good. So good. One of the best movies of the 70s. Here's Randy on WGN. Hey, Randy.
How are we doing, Nick?
All right, sir.
Binge watching. Caught this on a cable a couple of years ago, hooked me down, and I couldn't walk away from it. A show coming out of New Zealand called The Tribe.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
Basic premise, a virus gets loose, you're over the age of about 17 or 18, you're dead.
Yep.
The only people left on the planet are the kids. They've reformed into tribal structure.
Yep. I've not seen it. I've heard about it. It obviously gets compared to Lord of the Flies. From what I've read, it gets compared to Lord of the Flies a lot.
In the opening episode, one of the teenagers is already pregnant, so you've got to deal with childbirth, babies, and just survival on what's left of the bones of society.
Yeah.
Because nothing's working anymore.
Now, where did you watch it? Did you watch it, like, online? Did you stream it?
No, this was back in, like, 2004, and it was on the Hub Network.
The Hub Network.
One of those, you know, weird cable networks that you don't really see all that often.
Right.
But they were running a marathon, and I couldn't walk away.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. All right, very cool. Thank you, Randy.
You're welcome.
Okay. It's funny how you just, like, because I couldn't stop, like, with Penny Dreadful. Like, the show would end, and I would just be like, next.
Yeah. No, it's the same with the one with Cillian Murphy, Killian Murphy.
Oh, the Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
That show rules.
For a long time, I was like, I don't know. I like him, but I don't know. And then I started watching. I was like, nope. And I'm watching all of them.
Show rules.
Yeah.
Show rules. Dan, have you seen Peaky Blinders?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, man.
And it's coming back in May.
Oh, man.
Mid-May, I think, to the BBC.
It's so good. It's so good. It's brutal.
Yeah. No, it's really
good.
Oh,
man, it's good. 224 area code says, Nick, I know Nick hates this show, but The Big Bang Theory. Ugh.
Uh-uh.
I just got into it last year, and I had binge-watched it until I'm all caught up. Yeah, that one. I've tried.
To what?
That's another one I've tried.
Sorry.
I can't even get through an episode.
I was watching some today or yesterday, and I just was like, no.
I mean, I know it exists because it's on right around the near time when Seinfeld comes on, because it's that block. You know, you get your Big Bang Theory. And
oh, I see, yeah.
It's right around. So, like, I'll have, you know, be waiting for Seinfeld to come on, and I'll see, like, 5 minutes of Big Bang Theory, and I'm like, what the hell?
I just can't. I don't get it.
And I don't understand the Two and a Half Men either.
No.
I mean, I think the only reason that people watch that show were guys because there's half-naked chicks on every episode.
Well, he kept alive the bowling shirt industry for so long.
Yeah, yeah. They kept Smash Mouth in business for a while.
Oh, man. It was Smash Mouth and Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, Smash Mouth and Charlie Sheen bowling shirts. By the way, did you ever see that episode of SNL the sketch where Nassim Pedrad is a little girl and she's trying to go to bed? Jennifer Lopez is her mom. And she's like, okay, go to bed. And then all of a sudden, Smash Mouth comes out of her closet.
Right.
Somebody once told me. And she goes, no, it's Smash Mouth. Smash Mouth is in my closet. And Jennifer Lopez is like, Smash Mouth is not in your closet. Then they walk out and they come back out. Somebody once told me. And it's Bobby Moynihan. They all have, Bobby Moynihan. It's Hader. And I think it's not Sudeikis, because Sudeikis is the dad. And I can't remember who the other. Oh, it's Sandberg, Andy Sandberg, and they've all got the soul patches,
oh, no.
And they're all wearing the bowling. And Bobby Moynihan's the lead singer. Somebody once told me.
I'd be scared too.
Smash Mouth, and Smash Mouth is in my closet. Sudeikis comes in. What's all the racket? He's got like sweats pulled up to his nipples, and he's like, he's going, "What's going on?" She's like, "Smash Mouth, Smash Mouth, don't they?" And then he starts singing the song from Sugar Ray. He starts singing a Sugar Ray song. Didn't they do that? No, that's Sugar Ray, not Smash Mouth. And then Nassim Pedrad's like, they do the song Somebody Once. Tell me. He's like, oh, yeah, I know that song. Okay.
Oh.
All right, we got a break for weather and traffic. My dad will tell a joke, and then we'll wrap up the what were you late to the party to, if that's an actual sentence. All right, here are some more texts coming in. People, they were late. Monty says, I was late to the wire. Well, as long as you got to it.
I'm still.
Esmeralda.
Still running that.
I know you would get depressed because.
I'm real late.
Yeah, but you got to get over that that thing about being depressed. Because it's
you have to get over the hump, like the first few episodes.
It's the best damn show that's ever been on TV.
That's what everyone says.
Monty was also late to yogurt.
What?
Yeah, I guess he didn't discover yogurt until. Well, maybe he had some milk in the fridge way too long and went, oh.
He discovered penicillin?
Yeah.
Yogurt.
And then your show, Nick D. Oh, well, thank you. As long as you're listening, that's cool. 847 area code says, it took me 15 to 20 years to finally watch Breakfast Club, and I loved it. Okay. 708, another wire. All right. You're not alone, Esmeralda. You could still catch up with the greatest show ever.
They've already seen it. That's the problem. I haven't.
Yeah, but you have to see it. It's the best show ever. I was late to 815 area code says I was late to Sons of Anarchy, and I binge watched everything. 815 area code, my son got me hooked on Game of Thrones after a couple of years into it. Now we have Sunday night dinners around that show. Nice, nice family show for a Sunday night dinner. That's fantastic. Son, count the boobs for me while I make the mashed potatoes. Hey, Nick, it was Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, Three's Company, and Too Close for Comfort, then Heart to Heart. Good God, that good memory. That was the Tuesday night lineup. Okay. It was Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, Three's Company, Too Close for Comfort, and Heart to Heart. I was born in 1969, and I just started watching All in the Family 2 years ago.
How do you... Well, I mean, I wouldn't say I have never seen it, because I have.
Yeah, but you weren't born in 1969.
Right,
so.
But I've never, like, sat down and just been like, oh, this is on, let's watch a whole episode.
Oh, you should.
Like, I'll always catch it, like, midway.
The first, like, five seasons of All in the Family. Incredible TV. Groundbreaking. They also say that I can't believe they got away with that kind of content back then, and that's true. You watch it now, and you're like, what?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. The opening bell is coming up next. Let's find out what's going to happen with Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good weekend?
Yeah. I saw Keanu, so that's all I cared about.
And?
Great.
Good.
Hilarious.
Good.
Yep.
It's on my list. Well, coming up in the opening bell today, we're going to note at 5 o'clock.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
All right.
You have a good day. All right. Let's talk really quickly here about some shows that got popular after they were canceled. For instance, Star Trek. Star Trek, in its first run, was not popular. Which is why it was supposed to be a 5-year mission, is what they say at the beginning of each episode.
Oh, okay.
It only lasted 3 seasons.
There's always a bummer about those, because you find something, you're like, oh, this is amazing. Oh, it's gone.
It's gone. I know. How about this one, Police Squad? Only 6 episodes of Police Squad, and it was maybe the funniest show ever. Have you ever seen Police Squad?
No.
It's the TV series that the Naked Gun movies are based
right.
on. And it's better. The 6 episodes are better than any of the movies.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. So funny. So funny. Arrested Development was a show that was not popular until it was either on the bubble or canceled.
Right.
How about The Tick? You remember the live action
yes.
version of The Tick with Patrick
yeah.
Warburton?
No, I loved all the. I liked the animated and the.
I did too. It's coming back.
Yeah,
it's going to be Patrick Warburton is going to be playing
him.
Putty.
Because I saw what he's doing now, and no.
Oh no! What's that show called?
I don't know.
Don't even talk to me.
It's what? Some other like relationship.
It, yeah,
show.
That's why I said it was like called.
It's
don't even
NBC.
Talk to me. And then finally, Freaks and Geeks was a show that nobody liked.
Yeah.
And Undeclared, I would say, is another one, too. Mm-hmm. Judd Apatow. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
Because it's Tuesday.
It is.
All right, 2 for Tuesday. All right, Esmeralda, see you tomorrow.
See ya.
Got a break here, and the news is coming up next.